Artists, siblings, visionaries. The Lives and Loves of Gwen and Augustus John by Judith Mackrell. Read by Derin Edwards. In memory of Anna Perring and June Mendoza. Author's note and acknowledgements. In writing this double biography of Gwen and Augustus John, I have chosen to focus not only on their art and on their individually remarkable stories, but also on the complexities of their sibling relationship. A relationship that ranged from profound intimacy through periods of mutual exasperation to moments of outright antagonism. They were a brother and sister between whom the ordinary tensions of family were made particularly fascinating by a combination of circumstance, talent, and reputation. To maintain that focus, I have taken the decision to refer to Augustus throughout most of the book as Gus. As an adult, he preferred to be known as Augustus or simply John. Gwen, however, was one of the very few who continued to use his childhood diminutive, and I have adopted this particular marker of their sibling bond as a way of keeping it at the forefront of my narrative. My work on artists, siblings, visionaries has been assisted and inspired by other biographers and scholars. All are listed in the bibliography, but I would especially like to acknowledge Michael Holroyd, Mary Taubman, Cecily Langdale, Sue Rowe, Lycia Foster, and David Boyd Haycock for their stellar, groundbreaking research. I would also like to honour Ceridwen Lloyd Morgan for her edited collection of Gwen John's letters and notebooks, and Rebecca John and Michael Holroyd for their edited collection of Ida John's letters. During the course of my writing, I have been given generous support and assistance by several people. Cecily Langdale was very kind in offering me her thoughts on Gwen John. Anthony Doffe and Caroline Cuthbert were very generous in relating their experience of handling Gwen's estate. And I owe a special debt to Marie-Louise Lebon for facilitating our conversations. Thanks also to Ariane Banks for introducing me to the John family, who have kindly given permission for me to quote from the correspondence of Augustus, Gwen and Ida John, and to Matthew Meadows, David Weller and Deborah Crane for reading and commenting on the manuscript in its early draft. I received particular help from the superb archivists at the National Library of Wales and am grateful for their additional permission in quoting from the John's archives. Huge thanks, finally, to the mighty Georgina Morley and her marvellous editing team at Picador, Rosie Shackles, Laura Carr and John Sugar. To Penelope Price for her patient and eagle-eyed copy editing, to Nicole Foster and Kate Behrens for their equally meticulous proofreading, to Sarah Herrera for the comprehensive index, and to Tiana Jane Dunlop for designing such a clever and compelling cover. Gratitude, as always, to my brilliant agent, Claire Alexander, for seeing the possibilities in this book. And to my family and friends, huge love. Introduction. In November 1985, two exhibitions opened in Manchester, which had the symbolic effect of a family reunion. Gwen and Augustus John had been brother and sister. They had studied at the same art school and had shared overlapping circles of friends. Yet they had gone on to live and work in quite separate worlds, and it was only in Manchester, 46 years after Gwen's death, 24 years after Augustus's, that so much of their art would be seen in such close proximity. Augustus John and Friends was hung in the grandly neoclassical space of the Manchester City Gallery, and with its parade of portraits of poets, painters, actors, and expensive women, it played to all the swagger of Augustus's public image. Gwen John, An Interior Life, was, by contrast, everything its title intimated. Housed within the cool grey space of the Athenaeum, the paintings and drawings were not only smaller, but their palette was more muted, their forms and atmosphere more quietly strange. As critics observed, the pairing of these shows was a unique opportunity to analyse the contrasting registers of the siblings' work, the variable strident chords of his, the sustained minor key of hers.